Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining me, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hi, Mike. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited for this week's show. But before we do this week's show, let me clear up that challenge from last time. I said, start with the two-word everyday item that is usually protected. Add an A, and you can rearrange the letters to spell a one-word product used to protect things. What are the words?
I have no idea. What are the words?
Well, if you start with cell phone, you can add an A and spell cellophane.
I always keep my cell phone wrapped in cellophane. How did you know?
I probably should have done that today. I dropped mine in the sink, so now the speaker doesn't work.
All right, Ian, the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine has begun, both in New York and across the country. The plan is to administer two doses of the vaccine to each person, but these questions are going to focus on another pair related to the vaccine, the letter C. Specifically, each correct answer will have two consecutive letter Cs, like the word vaccine.
Got it.
First up, what actress has starred in four films directed by her husband Ben Falcone, Superintelligence, Tammy, The Boss, and Life of the Party, the last three for which she also has co-screenwriter and co-producer credits?
One capital C, one lowercase c, McCarthy.
That's right. Melissa McCarthy is correct. And Melissa McCarthy has hosted Saturday Night Live five times, and she was nominated for the Emmy for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy Series all five times.
Well, good for her.
She won finally in 2017. After the passage of the Pure Food and Drug Act in 1906, Harvey Wiley, the director of the Chemistry Bureau of the FDA, said to then-President Theodore Roosevelt, quote, "Everyone who ate that sweet corn was deceived. He thought he was eating sugar, when in point of fact he was eating a coal tar product totally devoid of food value and extremely injurious to health." To what substance was Wiley referring?
I have no idea.
The fact that he thought he was eating sugar and was eating something else is the clue. So if you can think of a sugar substitute that has a double C, it also begins with S, if that helps.
Oh, I get it. Saccharin.
Saccharin is right. And Theodore Roosevelt, to that quote, replied, "Anybody who says saccharin is injurious to health is an idiot." And the EPA determined in 2010 that it is no longer potentially hazardous to human health. So Roosevelt was correct. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven, are the first lines of the third chapter of what book of the Bible that contains the words that Pete Seeger adapted for his 1959 song Turn, 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 which later became a hit for the Byrds in the mid-1960s.
Yeah, I'm not saying this was on the employment test at WAMC, but close. Ecclesiastes.
That's correct. You got to get the spelling right, too, otherwise nope, no job for you. What is partially defined as the northernmost point at which the center of the sun is just visible at noon on the December solstice and is currently located at just over 66 degrees north latitude, a position which takes it through the Seward Peninsula in Alaska, Baffin Island in Nunavut, and the Lapland region of Finland?
This is the Arctic Circle.
That's right. And finally, what is the most common name in the U.S. for the object made of 12 regular pentagons and 20 regular hexagons that usually weighs between 14 and 16 ounces, measures between 27 and 28 inches in circumference, and is inflated to a pressure between 9 and 16 pounds per square inch?
I have no idea. Soccer ball?
That's right. It's a soccer ball.
Get out of here.
Yes. And I said in the U.S., of course, because they would not necessarily call it a soccer ball.
That's how
places.
I got there.
That's right. Well, we certainly don't have to CC Ian on an email with the answers this week because he got them all already. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another trip through this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase accident prone. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter noun and an eight-letter adjective that both apply to the C's in the word vaccine. What are those words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.